This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. March 8th is the day set aside to consider the status of women in the world, sometimes to celebrate their advancement, but more often to reflect on the fact that women still earn about 20% less than men in workplaces of the economically advanced countries, and even less in developing countries. The theme of this year's International Women's Day is violence against women and girls, which is appropriate given that between 30 and 50% of the world's female population have been victims of violence. I talked to Claire Corte about the status of women in the world today, especially as it relates to violence. Ms. Corte is the director of the Equality Department of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents workers and their unions at the world level. I asked her if she could describe the extent of violence against women and girls in the world.
Well, violence against women and girls is a serious issue, and it's a worldwide issue. And I would say no country is immune against it. If we look at statistics, they say that we have between a third and 50% of the world female population that has been victim of violence, you know, women being beaten or raped. So it's quite a huge issue. We also commonly say that there is 1 billion women suffering from violence. And this is the figure, as you know, this is the figure that has been used to set the 1 billion raise initiative that was actually quite successful on February. So yes, this is definitely a widespread problem.
Any violence against women and girls is completely unacceptable, of course. But are there particular kinds of violence that we should be most concerned about?
Well, it's obviously very hard to classify, you know, acts of violence because they are all horrible. I mean, torture, acts of torture, rape or beats, you know, it's just horrible. But we are particularly worrying about three, maybe. The first one is female genital mutilation that affects 140 million, mostly girls around the world. So this is a very serious issue. The second one also affecting girls is the issue of forced marriage, which is, we don't really have statistics on that, but it's quite widespread too. And the third is in zones of conflict, when rape is used as a tactic of war, as a strategy to control a particular territory or a particular population. Those are the three areas we are particularly worried about as a trade union movement.
What is the extent of domestic violence?
Domestic violence is probably the most widespread forms of violence, I would say. Looking at statistics, we will see that about 50 and 70% of all the women killed in the world are killed by their partners. So that gives you a bit an idea of the scope and the extent of domestic violence. And in Europe, we have the figure produced by the European Commission, which says that 3,500 women are killed as a result of domestic violence every year. So it's quite a significant issue.
What about the workplace? How does violence against women and girls manifest itself in the workplace?
Well, there are many forms of violence at the workplace that range from, you know, could be real physical violence, but also psychological violence or emotional violence. But what we see, in the discussion we have with our affiliated organization, we've got 315 affiliated organizations, and the great majority of them would report the issue of sexual harassment being a key issue, especially for young women. You know, it could be sexual harassment with your boss, it could be sexual harassment with your colleagues, or it could be sexual harassment with the client of the company you're working for. But this is really a very serious issue. And especially, you know, for young women, like sexual harassment, you know, getting to play if you want to get a job, if you want to keep your job, if you want to get promoted. So it's a very serious issue. And in a context of scarcity of work, of course, young women would be very reluctant to denounce acts of violence and sexual harassment at the workplace. So, you know, that's the reason why we are strongly in favor, and we are supporting as ITUC the adoption of an ILO, International Labour Organization, instrument on gender-based violence to protect women at work, because we see this growing. Unfortunately, we don't have statistics, but I'm understanding that the ILO is working on getting more statistics. But definitely at the workplace, this is an issue, and in particular, sexual harassment for young women.
What can governments do to help stop violence against women and girls?
Government can do a lot, because you have a lot of instruments that are already in place at the international level, but also at the national level. What is definitely lacking, I would say, is the political willingness to do something about it, you know, to have consistent and coherent programs and policy that would really tackle the issue of violence against women. And we haven't seen that political willingness. You know, government are still very reluctant to act. Or when they do it, you know, with policies and program, or programs that are just understaffed, underfunded, so not really coming up with a coherent and strong response to the issue of violence. So, but they can do a lot, and all the instruments are there, you know, starting with the UN Convention on the Elimination of all Forms of Discrimination Against Women. You've got some ILO convention on non-discrimination. I'm thinking in particular of Convention 111. You would have a lot of general comments and resolution and recommendation of UN institution. And lately in Europe, we just adopted the European state adopted a new convention from the European Council on domestic on violence against women. So, you know, it's really a matter of implementation.
What can unions do to help stop violence against women and girls?
Unions can do a lot, I think, at least at the workplace. And the first thing, and probably the most important, is to break the silence. Because violence against women, it's still a silenced issue. It's still something that women are reluctant to talk about. They don't dare to say there is an issue of violence, particularly at the workplace. So breaking the silence is very important. Unions and their representatives, they can speak up on the issue, they can raise the matter with the management and with other workers. Another action of unions is, of course, the collective bargaining process. Union can make sure that collective agreements have special clauses dealing with the issue of violence against women. We have seen collective agreements with clauses, for example, on the procedure on how to deal with a case of violence against women or sexual harassment at the workplace. We have seen collective agreements having some clauses on the prevention of violence against women. So the, you know, the issue of collective bargaining has proved to be very useful to protect women workers. And the third is, of course, union can mobilize and make alliances with the women's movement and with other, you know, friendly civil society organizations to mobilize at the national level to demand better protection, better rights, better programs and policy to protect women against violence. So there's a lot of things that union can do and actually are doing. And if I look at the ITUC affiliated organization for this 8th of March, which is, you know, focusing a lot on the issue of violence against women, we would have more than 150 national center trade union organizations that will be taking actions on the issue of violence against women. So it's a very important issue for us.